Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
One of the best ways of learning names, and that's one of my goals, is to know as many names as I can, is by impression, association, repetition. I let the name make an impact in my mind. I repeat it as I talk to the person time after time after time, and then I get the dingiest association you can imagine connected with your name. And I'm not going to tell you what your association is. Some of you would not believe the association I have with your name. The answer is review, review, review. Learn it, learn it, learn it. Go over it, over it, over it, over it, over it. 20 minutes, 30 minutes after you've memorized it, review it. 2 hours later, say it again. Tomorrow, say it 3 to 4 times. Share it at the supper table or breakfast table with your family or with a friend that maybe with whom you're having Bible study. The secret of memory is review, review, review. Now, why will I encourage Scripture memory? Not only because it's a direct command of Scripture, but let me tell you right quick what it does. First of all, it controls your thought life. I've had terrible difficulty with my thought life on occasions when my Scripture memory discipline lagged. It helps me keep my thoughts pure. Second, it makes me alert and observant to situations not related to Scripture. Alert to audiences, sensitive to people, feeling situations and counseling. Scripture memory has made me keen on the cutting edge of people and their needs. I read that which is not written. I hear that which is not said because of this discipline. Third, your counsel will be sought by others. People long to talk to an individual who knows God's word. There are counselors a dime a dozen who can give you human wisdom, but there are very few that can relate Scripture to your situation. Scripture memory will do that. Fourth, your teaching skills will be sharpened. You will learn how to apply and teach God's word with tremendous skill, if that is your gift, that is the ability to teach. Your leadership will improve because you will gain confidence in yourself. I mean that in the right way, not as a false pride, but genuine confidence in yourself. The whole area of assurance will deepen. I had a young man who served as an intern with us in New England. And following that time, we interviewed him and made plans to ordain him. He did a poor job on his ordination, and we failed him. He said, "What can I do to improve myself because I did so poorly in this ordination exam?" I said to him, "I honestly believe there is only one discipline. Since you've been through a seminary for 4 years and you still haven't gotten it together, the one discipline you need is Scripture memory, and I would be willing to guess directly that you're not engaged." He said, "I never have been." For the next year and a half, he engaged himself, along with his occupation, in Scripture memory. You would not believe the difference. It was like a before and after. It was incredible, the change in that fellow. The same can be true in many of your lives. Some of you are lacking in discipline. You're becoming sluggish in other areas. You feel your leadership in your business is lacking, perhaps. Or your relationship to your family is less than it could be. Or your mind is going to sleep on you. Or you're not getting out of the messages what you could. Or you're reading. In your reading habits, you're not retaining. I'll guarantee you, unless you were ill, preoccupied with some definite illness, Scripture memory will do wonders for your person, both spiritually and physically. It is remarkable what it will do for you.
Memorizing Scripture will help you to gain control of your thought life. You'll become disciplined, sharper, and more confident. Why not start today to plant the seeds of God's truth in the fertile soil of your mind? This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, "It Starts in Your Mind, Part 2," was copyrighted in 1978 and this Life Track sound recording was copyrighted in 2015 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.